Okay, guys, have you tuned up your guitars? You polished your bass? Oiled your cymbals? Honeyed your throat? Written some lyrics? Then it's time for Fancy New Band, thanks to New Zealand On Air Music.
Yes, indeed. We're certainly privileged today to have Daffodils in the studio with us. Hi, guys.
Hi, thanks for having us.
So we're talking to Theo at the moment. Theo, could you introduce us to the members of your band, please?
Well, we've got Jade on the synths, and she usually sings with us as well, but not today. And then we've got Louis on the bass, and he also sings, and then Isaac on the drums. And then I'm Theo and I play guitar and sing.
So how long have you guys been playing together?
About 2 years now, but the three of us have been, me and Louis and Isaac have been playing together since we were about 12.
Cool, like you met at intermediate school?
Yeah.
Awesome, yeah. Awesome. And then Jade has joined you in the last wee while.
Yeah.
And if for people asking, how do you describe your music?
I don't know, it's a weird mix between like pop and new wave and like, I don't know, it's like kind of a little bit 80s? I don't know how to, I guess you'll have to hear it.
If you were going to throw out some of your influences, what names would come to mind?
The Cure.
Oh, yeah, right, yeah. Right on.
Bit of Joy Division.
Oh, cool. And just before the summer holidays, or just before the break, New Year, you released your debut single?
Yeah, that was really exciting.
Two Angels?
Yep.
Yeah, can you tell us a little bit about that?
That was a song that we have had, you know, for the last couple of years now. And it was the second song we wrote as a whole band. And so that's been really exciting for us having that out because we've been working in the studio with Joel Mulholland.
Oh, cool. Yep.
Yeah.
And that is a sign of things to come, is it?
Hopefully.
Yeah? Yeah. You're working on an EP or album? Or?
Yeah, sort of. We're working on some singles at the moment. But
with Joel as well?
Yeah.
Cool. That's awesome. He's a very busy man.
Yeah, he's awesome.
So you're going to be playing Two Angels for us today and a couple of other songs. So should I just let you guys take it away?
For sure.
Awesome.
This first song is called First Time Party Nightmare.
Pictures on the bathroom mirror. It smells like piss. I'm so confused. How can I smell it all? I can't believe I used to think I could romanticize it all. Holding the door of his charger open, hoping she'll get it. He's got an ounce in there that seems to be his philosophy. It's pretty big and a first time party nightmare. I just can't breathe, it's a first time party nightmare.
Thank you guys very much. This next song we're playing is our next single that we'll hopefully have out around mid-Feb. It's called Staring at the Sun.
touch your heart again.
Thank you. This next song is Two Angels. This is the single that we have out on, sorry, the single that we have out on Spotify, Apple Music, all the online streaming.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, thank you so much. That was awesome. And for anyone who just tuned in, this was Auckland Four Piece Daffodils, and that last song they played was their latest single, Two Angels, which you can, as Theo said, check out on Spotify and Apple Music. But also, there's a video for it up on YouTube, which is on your Facebook page. And we also shared it on the Morning Glory Facebook page this morning. Thank you so much for coming in. And also, you've got a gig coming up on Saturday at the Thirsty Dog with a bunch of friends. And also, you're playing at, as part of Auckland Council's Music in Parks, which is a whole lot of free gigs around in parks around Auckland during summer. So you're playing on February 17th.
Yep.
And you're playing at Harbourview People's Park, which is in Te Aritu Peninsula, mm-hmm. which always has the vibes of summer out in the peninsula. And you're playing with Milu, mm-hmm. Randa,
Iris G.
And Iris G. That'll be so much fun. Yeah. And for anyone wanting to know more about the various Music in Parks shows around the place, they can hit up musicinparks.co.nz and get all the details of the various gigs coming up. Thanks again so much, Daffodils. That was so good and so fun to have you on.
Thank you for having us.
Oh, and also, because I got you guys to choose a song to like play us on out, mm-hmm. What did you choose?
This is our mates, Scared of Girls, with their song Waihi Beach.
And they're playing with you next Saturday.
Yes, next Saturday, 27th at the Thirsty Dog.
Before I play that, I'm just going to, because while you guys were playing, I was slightly distracted for a second because I got a news flash saying Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern has announced she's pregnant on Instagram.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so breaking news, everyone. Our Prime Minister.
Jacinda.
Yeah, congrats, PM. I'm sure we'll probably hear more about that in the news, which we're just a fraction late going to. So, bear with us for that. Thanks again.
along with a piece of land not fit enough for a cow to graze upon. You will remain indoors with your prayer book.
Set in rural England 1865, Lady Macbeth is a dark and passionate tale of sex, death and power from director William Oldroyd.
You've acted so very shamelessly and so very stupidly. You will never see that man again.
Lady Macbeth, out now on DVD and digital, thanks to Madman Entertainment.
Can we stop rowing? Where are we?
Shh, look!
It's
a gold-crested barrel-aged porter. Magnificent.
Is that a reticulated IPA?
Sure is. Drink it in.
Wait! Leave only footprints!
Well, one less Huntley chocolate porter, free and wild.
Take a voyage of discovery down to Hopscotch Beer Co., an inner-city off-license with 30 constantly changing brews on tap. Fill a flagon with something good. Hopscotch Beer Co. Come see what's on tap at 2x2 Shattuck Street, Eden Terrace, or online at hopscotch.co.nz.
Live Nation, in association with Love Police Touring, present Jason Isbell and the 400 Unit with support from Nadia Reid. Tuesday, March 27th at the Auckland Town Hall.
Maybe we'll get 40 years together, but one day I'll be gone.
Let the Country Music Hall of Fame's Artist in Residence show you how they do it in Alabama. Jason Isbell and the 400 Unit with support from Nadia Reid. Tuesday, March 27th at the Auckland Town Hall. Tickets on sale now from livenation.co.nz.
And I want Sam and Frodo to get married. And I want E.T. to stay here and become a famous ice dancer.
What are you doing?
Practicing wishes. For the movie fairy.
The Vic Devonport Ferry and Movie Deal. Return ferry trip, movie ticket, only $17 an adult or $10 for a child. For what's on and more information, go to thevic.co.nz.
Imagine a land where groove is the law. A place where rhythms run like waterfalls off the cliffs of funk, falling into bottomless pits of glee and ecstasy. One man ruled this glorious land for generations with impressive strength and a firm hand. And then he mysteriously disappeared, causing a darkness to fall upon the land for years to come. But light always follows darkness, or some shit like that.
The man himself is back. Murray Kamik has come back into your life to turn that frown upside down and keep the beats pumping till the early afternoon. It's Land of the Good Groove, every Friday at 1 p.m. on The Beat.
BFM News.
Ata Maria, good morning. Ko Will Parsonson, Toku Ingua, Kua Tiko Matahi Karaka. It's 11 o'clock. We've just got some breaking news now that Jacinda Ardern has posted on Instagram that she is pregnant and that her baby will be due in June. And she will be out of the office for 6 weeks, with Deputy Prime Minister Winston Peters taking over during that period. A government report recommends setting up a national agency with fly-in squads to help respond to emergencies and natural disasters. The ministerial review was commissioned by the previous National Labor government following disasters such as the 2016 Kaikoura earthquakes. The report says a national agency would help the services run more effectively, as emergency response roles are currently spread out across different sectors of civil defence, councils and the government. It will also bolster training of staff, which is reportedly patchy. The government will consider this report as it meets with councils, iwi and other groups in the coming months. A mother and her child have been shot dead by gunmen whilst administering polio vaccinations to children in the city of Quetta in Pakistan. Although no group has taken responsibility for the killings, some extremist groups in the country are known to openly oppose vaccination, saying it is a Western conspiracy to sterilise Muslims. Scores of people have been killed in recent years in militant attacks on polio immunisation campaigns. In January 2015, a suicide bombing in Quetta killed 15 people outside a vaccination centre. The Pakistani Taliban and another militant group, Jundallah, claim to have been behind the attack. A vicious storm is making its way across northern Europe, taking 4 lives so far. This counts for 3 people in the Netherlands and 1 in northwest Germany. With a storm of this scale comes gusts of winds up to 140 kilometers per hour, which has knocked roof plates off Schiphol Airport, one of the biggest and busiest airports in Europe. All long-distance train services across Germany have been cancelled, with more than 300 scheduled flights staying firmly on the ground. The storm has been dubbed by meteorologists as Friedrich. In a world first, a surf life-saving drone has saved the lives of 2 boys in New South Wales. The 2 boys, aged 15 and 17, were spotted quite a fair distance from shore by a beachgoer, meaning the Lennox Head Surf Life Saving Team didn't have much time to react. The drone was rapidly deployed where it was piloted out to sea over the boys who seemed to be struggling in the water, where an inflatable life saving pod was released, allowing the teens to return to shore safely. Lifeguard supervisor Jai Sheridan was piloting the device when the alarm was raised. He described the experience as unreal. John Barillaro, the state's deputy premier, praised the rescue as historic, saying, "Never before has a drone fitted with a flotation device been used to rescue swimmers like this." And that's the news.
A 95 BFM weather update.
Ana nā tohu tuariri mo tēnei rā. Weather for Rāmere, Friday the 19th of November, is periods of rain and possibly heavy showers easing this afternoon. Nor-easterly winds. A high of 25 degrees today and a low of 20 degrees. Sunrise was at 21 minutes past 6 and sunset will be at 19 minutes to 9. The outlook for the next 3 days is Saturday, partly cloudy and warm and humid with small chance of showers north-north-easterlies. Sunday is partly cloudy and warm and humid with some showers possible north-north-easterlies as well. Monday is cloudy and more humid with some early rain, then a few showers possible, thunder and light north-easterlies to north-north-easterlies. That's your news and weather. The time is 10 minutes past 11.
That was a 95 BFM weather update, thanks to climate change.
You're listening to 95BFM. That right there was Hans Puckett with Fuck My Life. Before that was Scared of Girls, Waihee Beach, and we heard fancy new band Daffodils here in the studio. As mentioned, you can catch them at Music in Parks in the middle of February. Hit up musicintheparks.co.nz for all the details about the various gigs coming up around parks in Auckland. They're all free. It's a huge lineup. Daffodils will be playing with Randa and Milou, as well. So that'll be amazing. And it's on Tiaratu Peninsula, so chill vibes all the way around. Thanks to Will for reading the news. A couple of minutes late. Sorry, that was my bad. But you may have caught the big news that Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern has announced her pregnancy. She announced it on Instagram. And her baby is due in June. I'm just going to read her statement that she made. She said, "I think it's fair to say that this will be a wee one that takes a village to raise, but we couldn't be more excited. I know there will be lots of questions and we'll answer all of them. I can assure you we have a plan all ready to go." She has said that her partner Clark Gayford would be a stay-at-home dad and that Deputy Prime Minister Winston Peters will be taking on the role of Acting Prime Minister for 6 weeks after the baby is born. Ms. Ardern went on to say, "Mr. Peters and I have a great relationship and I know that together, we'll make this period work. I will make arrangements for appropriate ministers to act in my other portfolios over the 6 weeks I am away from Parliament." So just to reiterate, Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern is having a baby due in June. Big news there. Very exciting. Anyway, let's move on with the show because it's 17 past 11 and I'm taking you through to 12. I'm Danielle. I'm your new Morning Glory host for Fridays. It's such a pleasure to be here. Hit me up on the text machine 5395 if you got anything you want to say or request or, I don't know, just anything. Love hearing from you. Here's The Clean with Anything Could Happen.
Majestic dolphins dancing through the waves, trees grooving to disco jams, though a lot is the absolutely massive lineup, including Dizzy Rascal, Chronics, Omar vs. Mark to Clive Love, Racing, Too Many Zoos, Black Milk, Rhea Hall, Bonaparte, Cody Nielsen, Reza Beza, John Morales, K2K, and loads more. Explorers, explore! February 23rd to 25th in the beautiful Te Papakanga Park. For info and tickets, go to splore.net.
Oh, brother! I wish I could attend Laneway, but I have some very important and real reason why I'm unable to do so. Gosh darn it!
Back up, chum! From 7am right till the end of the festival, 95BFM will be broadcasting live from Laneway. There'll be BFM DJs hosting shows, broadcasts of selected bands, and we'll be crossing live to roving hosts. And if you're at Laneway, you can come say hi to us in the BFM bus. 95BFM's FOMO-curing Laneway live broadcast. Thanks to Orcon.
I hear the whir. I see the flash. I'm winding tight until the snap. Hey, mister, did you see that lovely camera come by? Wink a lovely...
Sorry, can I borrow your...
This is private.
Oh, my God.
Take your passion for photography to a whole new level. Pro Gear, unparalleled quality. At Free Railway Street, Newmarket, or online at progear.co.nz.
Christmas is done. New Year's was a blast. That's fun over for the next 12 months.
Laneway.
Better get settled back into the old 9-to-5 drudgery.
Laneway.
Shush! I'm trying to despair over here.
Laneway. Laneway's coming up. Laneway!
Laneway!